This is NPR Illinois. I'm Brian Mackey. This Wednesday, Governor Bruce Rauner will make his annual budget address to the Illinois General Assembly. It comes as state government has gone more than 19 months without a real budget. That's led the financial experts at credit rating agencies to issue a series of downgrades and dire assessments. The latest of those comes from S&P Global Ratings, where Gabe Pettick is an analyst. He spoke to me from San Francisco. Gabe Pettick, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Brian.
Where is Illinois heading into this report that you've issued? The state has had a rough couple of years, particularly from the perspective of the credit rating agencies.
Yeah, you know, I think it's important to recognize that Illinois has separated itself from the state sector, and not in a good way. Really, most of the states that we rate have bond ratings in the AA or even AAA territory. We only have two other states that are rated in the single A category, and Illinois is alone down in the triple B range. So, you know, when we think about it, the state has really gone a long time without a budget, and it represents what we view as sort of a fundamental breakdown in one of the most basic functions of a state government, which is to pass a spending plan supported by the necessary tax revenues to pay for it.
One of the lines and one of the reasons we don't have a budget, as you describe it in your report, you describe the Illinois fiscal crisis is, in our view, a man-made byproduct of policy ultimatums placed upon the state budget process. What does that mean?
It's man-made, really, in the sense that when you step back and look at it, the national economy has been in an expansion for almost 8 years. Most of the other states that experienced a lot of fiscal stress during the economic downturn have been using this time to replenish their budget reserves, pay off debts that they incurred during the downturn. And in the case of Illinois, it's really been going in the other direction. They haven't agreed on the spending plan, and they've seen their budget liabilities balloon throughout this time period. And you know, as far as we can tell, it mostly has to do with budget politics, not anything fundamental to Illinois' economy, which has certain strengths that it's currently not capitalizing on.
You talked about how Illinois has sort of been missing an opportunity to shore up its finances, as other states have done, during this period of national economic growth. Can you expand on that a little bit? And maybe for somebody who is not steeped in state revenue forecasts and that sort of thing, help them understand what cost, what is the opportunity cost that Illinois is paying here?
That's a good question, Brian. If you look at our report, we actually drew a comparison between Illinois' condition and the state of California. Now, if you think back to the recession, California was in a fiscal crisis of its own. But in the subsequent years, they have really focused on paying down the debts that they incurred during that time. And actually, the governor there has made reference to Joseph from the Bible, where there's 7 years of plenty followed by 7 years of, lean. And during the 7 years of plenty is the time to build up the reserves and prepare for the rainy day. And, you know, not coincidentally, maybe, but the economy is now in its eighth year of economic expansion. So we think that that leaves Illinois particularly vulnerable to an economic downturn if one were to occur.
And of course, that can't be predicted. But I mean, these periods of expansion and recession are cyclical. It stands to reason at some point there will be another downturn.
That's right. We are not forecasting a downturn. Currently, the economic data suggests to us that the economy will continue to expand at a gradual rate. But you know, rarely does anyone actually forecast a downturn. So the fact is, the states that are the strongest in terms of credit quality are always preparing for that potential event. And so that's one of the reasons for the current rating on Illinois being as low as it is at triple B.
In 2 years of covering this political dispute, this budget impasse, as some people call it here in Illinois, the governor has said, "I'm willing to negotiate higher tax revenues, and we need spending cuts." The Democrats agree to that. But the governor is also saying, "I won't do that unless I get this turnaround agenda, these economic reforms," as he calls them. I realize that rating agencies often do not like to wade into the details of state politics in these reports, but this report comes closer than any I've seen to taking a stand on that. Where do you fall down on that question?
Yeah, good question. I mean, we are primarily focusing on the fiscal condition of the state. And that's because we think that the condition of the state's finances speak to its ability to repay its debt. Now, usually what we've seen in other states that are experiencing budget impasse or difficulties, there's usually the need for both sides sometimes have to concede portions of their agenda. And so the reality is that's something we aren't really seeing at this point in Illinois. It seems to be blocking their ability to move a plan forward, and it really has begun to weigh on our view of their credit quality.
You look at a lot of state governments. Have you, and you said that earlier that Illinois has really separated itself from the pack, not in a good way. Is there any parallel to this in history?
Well, it wasn't that long ago that California was compared to states with more compromised finances. The state had a record of enacting its budgets late, although in that case it was late by, you know, a couple of months. In this case, it's really gone to an unprecedented length. And so at this point, it's a fairly unique situation. I will say the state is protected in a sense that the debt service, which is one of our primary focuses, is their ability to pay the debt service on their bonds, is paid with a continuing appropriation. So it continues to get paid even without a budget in place. And we view that as a strength that has frankly benefited the state throughout this period.
And in fact, is there real concern that Illinois could somehow default? I mean, states cannot declare bankruptcy, right?
States are not covered under the federal Chapter 9 bankruptcy code. But ultimately, that's our focus, is the ability of the state to pay its debt in full and on time. And so it's a spectrum. And while we still view the state as having an adequate capacity to pay, it's weaker than it is for the states that have higher ratings. So I guess it's in the eye of the beholder how you want to view it. But a BBB rating is a low rating for a state.
Right now, the Illinois Senate is negotiating on this so-called grand bargain. It would have some of these changes to business law the governor has been looking for, as well as an increase in the income tax and an expansion of the state sales tax. But it has had a number of false starts, and it's still being negotiated over. What's your take on that?
We viewed this so-called grand bargain that had emerged in the state Senate as an opportunity for the legislature to make some progress. And while we're not weighing in on any particulars of the legislation, we do make the point in our report that it may look back on this as a missed opportunity if they continue to be unable to reach a compromise on it.
Gabe Pettick, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. Nice talking to you, Brian.
Gabe Pettick is Managing Director and Sector Lead for U.S. States with S&P Global Ratings. He spoke to us from San Francisco. I'm Brian Mackey.
7 years of bumper crops are on their way. Years of plenty, endless wheat, and tons of hay. Your farms will boom, there won't be room to store the surplus food you grow. After that, the future doesn't look so bright. Egypt's luck will change completely overnight. And famine's hand will stock the land with food at all-time low. Noble king, there is no doubt what your dreams are all about. All these things you saw in your pajamas are a long-range forecast for your farmers. And I'm sure it's crossed your mind what it is you have to find. Find a man to lead you through the famine with a flair for economic planning. But who this man could be, I just don't know.
Who this man could be, I just don't know.
Who this man could be, I just don't know.
Who this man could be, I just don't know.
This is NPR Illinois.